At a meeting in Moab, park staff said the growing traffic problems at Arches are now part of the typical visitor experience. It's not just long wait times at the entrance booth. Once visitors get in, they may have trouble finding a place to park. And that, well, creates difficulties.
When people don't have a place to park, when it gets so congested that all the spots are full, people aren't as reasonable about where they want to park or where they decide to. So our staff helps to educate so that they're mitigating any resource damage, keeping people from parking in the washes or on crypto or on vegetation. But we're also making sure people are being safe about it, because when people are on vacation, they're not always paying attention. They're not always in the best frame of mind. They're stressed out. They're with their families. And we want to make sure they're making the best decisions when they park, especially when we get to those congested times in the park.
Mel Hulls, law enforcement supervisor at Arches National Park, while her team is currently applying these mitigation techniques, stationing additional seasonal staff at popular sites like Delicate Arch to help the flow of traffic and people, she says they need a better long-term solution. By the Park Service's own calculations, over the past 11 years, Arches National Park visitation has increased by over 90%.
I don't see our visitation slowing down or decreasing anytime soon. Everybody wants to come here. It's a beautiful place. I don't blame them at all, but we've got to find a better and safer way to manage the amount of people that keep coming here, because it keeps increasing.
Arches staff has long considered what to do about congestion, as they now expect an estimated 3 million visitors every year. During their last planning process, a reservation system floated to the top of the proposed alternatives. But that option sparked big reactions from the Moab community. And although it had its supporters, there were many business owners who feared a reservation system would negatively hit the local economy.
Curtis Wells, and I serve on the Grand County Council.
Grand County Councilmember Curtis Wells, along with partners at Moab City, have advocated for a local solution to traffic congestion at the parks, one that involves community consensus.
There's a need for a vision on, you know, what does the Arches National Park experience look like down the road? Because if it's a continued evolution of where we're at now during, you know, those certain months when most of the tourism occurs, the experience is being harmed, and that is a detriment to the economy as well. And I think that's something that I've tried to communicate is status quo during the peak season is not ideal.
Park staff say that the reservation system option is not off the table, but they're also broadening their approach this time. They say they plan to better understand the financial feasibility of additional entrance roads, a mandatory shuttle service during peak season, as well as traffic patterns within the park, and what those might mean for visitor experiences at key sites. Vanessa Lacayo, spokesperson for the Park Service.
Yeah, so through the comments that we received, really highlighted some opportunities to say, well, have you really looked at this? Or have you really looked at this analysis? Or have you really looked at a secondary road or mandatory transportation center? So we identified some gaps where you're right, there are opportunities for us to pull additional information. Let's do that. And so that's what we're here today to talk about, saying this is the studies that we're going to use moving forward to guide our process.
The Park Service has to protect the nation's resources while also preserving visitor experiences. As Wells says, that's an increasingly difficult charge in an evolved tourist economy.
With all of these issues of tourism that a lot of communities are dealing with, is where do you find the balance between access and allowing people to visit, you know, public land? Balancing that with what's in the best interest of the land and what's the mission of these agencies. And so, it's complex.
At the end of this new process, Arches National Park staff say they hope to find a solution to traffic congestion that will improve access to the park and protect resources while maintaining sustainable tourism. Reporting from Moab, Utah, I'm Molly Marcello.